Good morning. We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. We now look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. Today is the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord. The Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy, as Moses is approaching the end of his life, comes after the covenant between the Lord and the Israelites has been renewed, shortly before they were to cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land. Moses has given them warnings not to be led away from the Lord to the gods of the people surrounding them, nor adopt their evil ways of living. Deuteronomy 30:15-20 sets before them the choice between life and death. Following the reading, we hear, "If ye love me," a setting by Thomas Tallis.
"See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them."
Psalm 119 is an extended meditation on the law of the Lord. We hear verses 33-40 in Teach Me, O Lord, as set by Aaron Garber. For today is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 37. It is strong language from the Messiah, continuing in the sense of the Old Testament reading, with the way of life and good, or death and evil.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil.
The Christian believes, by the faith that God gives, that God's grace and mercy, through Christ's sacrifice for all on the cross, is all sufficient for our forgiveness and salvation. Therefore, we can sing, gently, Lord, O gently lead us, through this lonely vale of tears. And, O Lord, in mercy give us thy rich grace in all our fears. When this mortal life is ended, bid us in thine arms to rest, till by angel bands attended, we awake among the blessed.
Gently, Lord, O gently lead us through this lonely vale of tears. And, O Lord, in mercy give us thy rich grace in all our fears. In the hour of pain and anguish, in the hour when death draws near,
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.